个圣诞剧的付出啊，我们在这个晚上我们来思想圣诞节的意义啊，如果我们都回到那一天。
Yeah, we also thank all the brothers and sisters for their effort in preparing this Christmas play, so we can all think about the meaning of Christmas if we can go back to that night.
那么有时候我在想，如果我要回到那天晚上啊，我要做什么呢？或者我要成为谁呢？
Sometimes I think if I can go back to that night, what would I do? Who would I be?
无论怎么样，我们回到那一天晚上，我们都是一个得到恩典的人啊，我们都可以见证耶稣基督的诞生。
Whatever it may be, if I can go back to that night, I'm one who received grace of God, and I want to witness the birth of Jesus Christ.
但是有时候我在想，那天晚上对耶稣来说意味着什么呢？
Sometimes I think what it means for Jesus on that night.
我们大家有没有想到？
Have you ever thought of it?
那天晚上对耶稣来说意味着什么？
What it means for Jesus on that night.
那天晚上他要成为全人类的礼物，上帝给全人类的礼物，那天晚上他也就成为神的羔羊，要来到这个世界上。
On that night he's a gift from God for all nations, and on that night he became a lamb given by God.
我们每个人在过生日的那一天，我们会收到礼物。
When it's your birthday you will receive a gift.
但是当耶稣诞生的时候，他成为礼物。
But when Jesus was born, he became the gift.
他成为上帝给世人的礼物。
He's a gift from God to all the nations.
我们来看一处圣经。
Let's take a look at some Bible verses.
在马太福音一章十八到二十五节。
It's in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25.
我们可以一起来读一下。
We can read it together.
好，马太福音一章十八节起，耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个祭人，不愿意明明的羞辱他，想要暗暗的把他休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就是要应验主耶先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。来，起来，约瑟请起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。我们一起做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你带领我们来到你的圣殿当中，来思想耶稣基督的诞生。
We thank you that you brought us into your temple, so we can reflect on the birth of Jesus Christ.
感谢你将你的独生爱子赐给我们。
We thank you that you give us your only begotten Son.
让我们这一切信他的人不是灭亡，反得永生。
So everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们刚才读的经文当中，我们看到圣经是这样说，第二十二节，这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话。
from the verses we just read, we can see that the Bible says all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet.
说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称她的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
我们今天就来思想以马内利这一个词。
Today, let's all think about the word Emmanuel.
这在希伯来文当中是一个词。
In Hebrew, it's one word.
但是我们中文是四个字。
In Chinese, it's four characters.
英文是三个字 ,God with us.
And in English, it's three words.
那么以马内利，当我们来思想这个词的时候，第一个最重要的是什么呢？告诉我们耶稣就是神。
When we think about Emmanuel, what's the most important? The most important is that Jesus is God.
神与我们同在，这就是耶稣的名字。
God with us, that's the name of Jesus.
所以当我们思想以马内利的时候，第一件事我们要知道，耶稣就是神。
When we think about Emmanuel, we have to first realize that Jesus is God.
很多人说啊，你在圣经中看不到啊，说耶稣就是上帝，耶稣就是神。其实我告诉大家，圣经中有几百处证据告诉我们耶稣就是上帝，耶稣就是神。
Many people say in the Bible you can't really find where it says Jesus is God, but actually I can tell you, you can find hundreds of places in the Bible to say that Jesus is God.
在圣经的第一卷书第一章记载耶稣的诞生，天使告诉约瑟即将诞生的这个孩子的名字，天使就说他就是神。
In the very first chapter of the first book in the New Testament,The angel told Joseph, the boy to be born is Emmanuel, God is with us.
在约翰福音一章一到三节，圣经是这样说。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 1, the Bible says,
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
这道太初与神同在。
He was with God in the beginning.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made.
我们知道这个道就是耶稣。
We all know that the word is Jesus.
在使徒行传二十章告诉我们，神的教会就是他用自己的血所买回来的。
In Acts 20:28, the Bible says, "The church of God, which He purchased with His own blood."
神的教会是神他用自己的血买回来的。那么这个神指的是谁呢？
The church of God was purchased with God's own blood. Then who is this God?
很显然，这是指的耶稣。
Obviously, it refers to Jesus.
耶稣用他的血把他的教会赎买回来。
Jesus redeemed his church with his own blood.
那么我们在圣经中也看到耶稣常常赦免人的罪。
We've seen in the Bible that Jesus often forgives people's sins.
当耶稣赦免人的罪的时候，文士和法利赛人非常的气愤，非常生气，就说你有什么权柄可以赦人的罪呢？
When Jesus forgave people's sins,He angered the scribes and the Pharisees. They asked, "Why do you have the authority to forgive sins?"
打一个比方，如果托尼弟兄打我一拳，我可以赦免他的罪。
For example, if Tony hit Barnabas, Barnabas can forgive Tony.
因为他犯罪得罪了我。
For Tony offended Barnabas.
如果托尼打周林打一拳。
But if Tony hit Elaine,
然后我走到托尼面前，我说我赦免你。
And I come to Tony and said I forgive you.
这合不合适呢？
Is it appropriate?
不合适，应该说周林来赦免托尼。
Of course, no. Only Elaine can forgive Tony in this situation.
这告诉我们什么？有权柄赦免别人的罪，意味着什么？你犯罪得罪的是那个赦免你的人。
And what does it tell you? That means to have the authority to forgive sins, then the one has to be the one offended by the offender.
当耶稣说他赦免人的罪的时候，耶稣在耶稣看来，所有人犯罪得罪的是谁呢？
When Jesus says he can forgive sins, from Jesus' perspective, what do you think he thinks the offended one was?
是谁呢？
Who's offended by sins?
是耶稣。
Jesus.
所以在耶稣看来，所有人犯罪，你得罪你的妻子，得罪你的朋友，得罪你的同事同学，事实上你得罪了耶稣。
So from Jesus' perspective, all the sinners, when you sin against your parents, when you sin against your co-workers, you are actually sinning against Jesus.
因为圣经告诉我们，人犯罪是得罪神。
For the Bible tells us, when we sin, we offend God.
当我打托尼一拳
When I hit Tony,
创造托尼的那一位
Tony's creator
非常的生气
He's very angry
因为我得罪了托尼的创造者
For I offended the creator of Tony
托尼是按他的创造者的形象和样式造的
Tony's created in the image of his creator
所以在耶稣的眼光来看人犯罪无论你是得罪谁耶稣说你得罪的是耶稣是上帝因为耶稣就是那创造万有的神
So in Jesus' eyes whenever you sin it doesn't matter who you sin against you actually sin against God for everything's created by God
所以当耶稣说他赦免人的罪的时候这是一句非常了不起的话
So when Jesus said he can forgive sins it's actually a great saying
耶稣也说所有人要跟从他要撇下一切跟从他
Jesus also said people should follow him and put down everything
任何人爱耶稣要超过爱他的父母儿女甚至包括他的妻子甚至包括他自己的生命
Everyone should love Jesus more than he or she loves his parents or his children
任何人要得到从耶稣那来的永远的生命必须要舍弃自己的生命
To get eternal life from Jesus we have to deny our own life
人类历史上没有任何第二个人讲过这样的话
No one else in history said such things
其他的宗教领袖其他的导师会告诉你你要去爱你的丈夫你要去爱你的妻子你要去爱你的父母你要去爱你的孩子
Other religious leaders or great teachers, they will tell you to love your parents, love your spouse, love your children.
耶稣也说你要爱你的丈夫、妻子、儿女。耶稣也说你要去爱他们。
Jesus also said you need to love your spouse, love your parents, and love your children.
但是耶稣说你要爱耶稣超过这一切。
But he also says,You have to love Jesus more than you love all those people.
只有一个人讲过这样的话。
Only one said that.
就是耶稣。
That's Jesus.
当耶稣说这样的话的时候，我们不觉得奇怪，我们觉得很自然。
When Jesus said those things, we are not surprised. We thought it's natural.
因为他是上帝。
For he is God.
无论你是第一次读圣经还是你读圣经读了千百遍你看这些话的时候你觉得很正常啊很自然啊
Whether it's the first time you read the Bible or you've read the Bible many times you will feel those words are natural
因为耶稣是上帝
For Jesus is God
我们知道耶稣的门徒行神迹的时候有些人向他耶稣的门徒下拜
We know that when Jesus' disciples performed miracles people worshiped them
但是耶稣的门徒怎么说呢
So what did they say?
啊，我们也是人，你们不要拜我们，我们也是受造之物。
They said, "Don't worship us. We are human, just like you are. We are created."
人们向耶稣下拜，耶稣怎么说
？When people worship Jesus, what did he say?
耶稣有没有说，哎，不要这样，不要这样
？Did he say, "Don't do that"?
No, 没有，没有。
No, he didn't say that.
耶稣接受。
He received people's worship.
耶稣接受。
He received them.
大家有没有注意耶稣从来没有对人说过谢谢
Have you noticed that Jesus never said thank you?
有谁为上帝做一件事情，上帝要对他说谢谢的？
When people do something for God, does God need to say thank you?
No.
耶稣是神，耶稣做的这些事，说的这些话，我们看起来好好自然呐、啊，我不觉得奇怪呀、啊，因为我们知道他是上帝。可能你不是基督徒，可能你从来没有想过这些问题，但是你如果我们来看圣经，你就知道这一位降生在马降、oh, sorry
since Jesus is God, when he said those things we don't feel we don't feel unnatural and yeah
okay 那么我们再看以马内利告诉我们的第一件事情，耶稣就是神。
Coming back to Emmanuel, the first thing we learn is that Jesus is God.
第二件事情，神来到我们当中。
The second thing is God has come among us.
如果我们来看看圣经，看旧约圣经，当上帝来到人间，当上帝来到人们当中，会是什么样的情形？
If we take a look at the Old Testament, we can see what happens when God comes among us.
当上帝给摩西颁布十诫的时候，那一整座山人都不可以靠近。
When God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, no people can get near to the mountain.
没有人可以碰那一座山。
Nobody can touch the mountain.
没有牲畜，没有牲畜允许去碰触那一座山的地界。
No cattle are allowed near the mountain.
如果碰了怎么办？
What happens if they touch the mountain?
马上被处死。
They will be struck dead.
整座山充满了烟雾、闪电、火焰，大而可畏。
The whole mountain is filled with smoke and lightnings. It's very frightening.
当摩西对上帝说：“让我看一眼你的荣耀。”
When Moses said to God,Let me see your face.
上帝说，你不可以看我的荣耀，你看我的荣耀，你无法存活。
And God said, you cannot see my glory, for if you see, then you cannot live.
上帝把摩西放在一个磐石的洞穴当中。
God let Moses hide behind a cave.
然后用手挡住那个洞口。
And God blocked the entrance to the cave.
上帝从洞口走过，然后上帝把手拿开，摩西可以在后面看一眼上帝的荣耀。
When God passed by, God removed his hand, and Moses can see the back of God.
当摩西从山上下来，脸上有光。
When Moses came down from the mountain, his face shone.
因为他曾经看见到上帝的荣耀，看到一点点。
For he has seen a little bit of God's glory.
结果山下的以色列人啊，亚伦不敢看摩西的脸。
And all the Israelites, including Aaron, they were afraid to see Moses' face.
然后摩西就用一个帕子把脸要挡住。
So Moses used a handkerchief to hide his face.
这就是当上帝来到人们当中是怎样的情形。
That's what happened when God came down among us.
而我们今天当我们思想圣诞节，上帝成了一个降生在马槽当中的婴儿，所有人可以来在他的面前。
And today when we think about Christmas, we need to realize God has come down and he's born in a manger and everybody can come before God.
如果我们在座的朋友，我们没有意识到这是怎样一件伟大不可思议的事情，我们觉得一点没有觉得啊、震撼，因为这件事情。
If we didn't realize how incredible this is,
如果摩西在我们当中，他会怎么想
？If Moses is among us, what would Moses think?
他会说：“你们，我们这群人，你们是多么的幸运，你们是多么的蒙福，上帝来到你们当中，你们可以与神同在，而你们不觉得得到了什么恩典。”
He would say, "How lucky and blessed you are! God came down among you, but yet you don't realize how blessed you are."
如果摩西来到我们当中
，If Moses come among us,
摩西会惊叹于我们所得到的恩典，我们所经历的神迹。
He would be astonished how much grace we've received, what kind of miracles we witnessed.
这是以马内利的第二层意义。那么以马内利还告诉我们，神与我们同在。
That's the second meaning of Emmanuel. And thirdly, Emmanuel means God with us.
我们是谁？
Who are we?
没有说 God with all. 圣经说 God with us. OK. 那我们不禁问自己一个问题，我们指的是谁？
Then we need to ask us, who are we?
有些以色列人，有些犹太人，他们说啊，肯定是我们呢，因为我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，所以很自然啊，我们就是神与我们同在的那个我们。
The Israelites would say that us refers to us, for we are descendants of Abraham and we are God's descendants.
但是他们的想法是错误的。
But they are wrong.
那么当司徒约翰传福音的时候，那么有些犹太人对司徒约翰说，我们都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
When John the Baptist preached the gospel, some Israelites said, we are descendants of Abraham.
但司徒约翰对他们说什么呢？在马太福音三章八至十节。
What did John the Baptist told them? In Matthew 3:8-10,
你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。
He said, "Produce fruit in keeping with repentance."
不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕做我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
And do not think you can say to yourselves, "We have Abraham as our father." I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham.
现在斧子已经放在树根上。凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。
The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire.
如果我的父母是基督徒，
If my parents are Christians,
那么如果我认为啊，我就是神与我同在，神与我们同在的那个我们当中的一个，如果我有这种想法，
Then if I think I am one of the us in God with us,
那我这种想法是错的。
Then that's wrong.
你出生于基督徒的家庭，不表示你就是基督徒。
Being born in a Christian family doesn't mean you are a Christian.
你出生在一个基督教，有基督教传统的国家，并不表示你就是一个神国里的子民。
Being born in a Christian nation doesn't mean you belong to the kingdom of God.
上帝可以是我父母的上帝。
God can be the God of my parents.
上帝不一定就一定是我的上帝。
But he may not be my God.
上帝与我的父母同在。
God may be with my parents.
上帝不一定与我同在。
But he may not be with me.
我要怎么办？
What should I do?
我要悔改。
I need to repent.
我要结出悔改的果子来。
I need to bear fruit of repentance.
那么耶稣来到世界上，耶稣还说，
Jesus came to the world and he said,
康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。
It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick.
我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
回到我们今天的主题，如果我回到那夜，我要做什么？
Coming back to our theme, if I can go back to that night, what should I do?
如果我是我，
if it's me,
我回到那夜，
I went back to that night,
我来到耶稣面前，
I came in front of Jesus,
我说我的父母，我的家庭不能代表我，
I would say my parents, my family, they don't represent me,
我的民族，我的文化，我的背景都不能代表我。
My ethnicity, my culture couldn't represent me.
我要来到耶稣面前，我要认我的罪。
I need to come before Jesus and repent my sins.
我只有这样，我才能够成为神与我们同在那个我们当中的一员。
That's the only way for me to become one of the us in God with us.
我们今天来思想以马内利。
today when we think about Emmanuel?
第一件事情，这个名字告诉我们耶稣是神。
First, it tells us Jesus is God.
第二件事告诉我们，神来到我们当中，这是一件不可思议、极大的恩典、极大的荣耀的一件事情。
Secondly, God has come among us. This is an incredible blessing. This is incredible grace. We have to realize it.
第三件事情，我要思想我自己，我是不是呢我们当中的一员。
And thirdly, I have to think, am I one of the us in God with us?
圣经说神抵挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
The Bible says, that is why scripture says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble.
在耶稣诞生的那一夜，所有来敬拜主耶稣的人，他们有一个共同的特点，无论他们是智慧人还是牧羊人。
On the night when Jesus was born, all those who worshipped him, they shared a common trait, and regardless whether they are
wise men,
yeah, they are wise or they are poor.
他们是谦卑的人。
They are all humble.
所以他们非常蒙福，他们非常的幸运，他们在那一个时刻，他们就在耶稣的身边。
And they were very blessed. They could be with Jesus at that moment.
如果我们回到那一夜
，If we can go back to that night.
其实每一天，我们都可以邀请耶稣来到我们的心里。
Actually, every day we can invite Jesus to come into our heart.
每一天，我们都可以让我们成为神与我们同在的那个我们当中的一员。
Every day we can become one of the us in God with us.
其实很简单一件事情，我们就是承认我们自己救不了自己，承认我们自己的罪，我们来在他的面前，我们认罪悔改。
It's actually very simple. We just need to admit that we are sinners. We cannot save ourselves. We have to come to Jesus and repent our sins.
耶稣诞生这个世界上，告诉所有的人一件事情。
Jesus was born into this world, and he told one thing to all the people.
就是人性的软弱，人性的无能。
Which is how weak is humanity, and how helpless is humanity.
我们自己救不了自己。
We cannot save ourselves.
所以上帝要来到世上，成为一个降生在马槽中的婴儿，要来拯救我们。
So God came into the world and became a baby in a manger to save us.
道成肉身的神要被钉在十字架上，担负我的罪，担负你的罪，才能拯救我们。
The Word became flesh, and eventually He was crucified on the cross to save you, to save me.
这一切，我们自己做不了什么。
All of those we cannot do by ourselves.
这一切都是神的恩典。
All of those are grace from God.
而我们能够做的就是承认这是上帝的恩典。
All we can do is to admit that's grace from God.
我们所能做的就是祈求上帝让我成为那个我们当中的一个。
All we can do is to ask God.So that we can become one of the us in God with us.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
感谢你，你是这样的爱我们。
We thank you that you so loved us.
你将你的独生爱子赐给我们。
You gave your only begotten Son.
道成肉身来到世界上，担负我们的罪，被钉在十字架上。
The Word became flesh and bore our sin. He was crucified on the cross.
因为我们自己救不了自己。
For we cannot save ourselves.
你就来拯救我们。
So you come to save us.
因为我们个人偏行己路，我们不去寻找你。
So we've strayed and we didn't come to look for you.
你就来寻找我们。
And you came to look for us.
感谢你担负我们的罪，承担罪的刑罚，被钉在十字架上，受死埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
We thank you that you bore our sins and you were crucified on the cross, you were buried and you rose again on the third day.
感谢你给我们有这样的信心，让我们靠着信心，我们就得到那永生的盼望。
We thank you that you give us faith and by faith we can have this eternal hope.
圣灵在当年怎样感动牧羊人，感动东方的智慧人，给他们有一颗谦卑的心。
How the Holy Spirit moved the shepherds, moved the wise men, and gave them a humble heart.
也求圣灵给我们有一颗同样的心。
May the Holy Spirit give us the same heart.
让我们能够把这颗心放在耶稣面前。
So we can put this heart before Jesus.
让我们把我们的这颗心放在耶稣的手中。
We can put our heart in the hands of Jesus.
让他来掌管我们的心。
And let him care for our heart.
让他来把我们带到一个新的生命当中。
He will lead us into a new life.
这是好的无比。
It's beautiful and nothing can compare to it.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.